Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. Have you had this experience? Many times when you've opened the door of the refrigerator, you've glanced inside hoping to see a thick, juicy Kroger Tender Ray beefsteak. Sure, it's happened to you, for you'd like nothing better than to treat your family to fresh-tasting, tender, and juicy Kroger Tender Ray beef. But say, we hope that one of these days soon, you won't have reason to feel like Mother Hubbard each time you approach the refrigerator. Yes, there's a mighty good chance that in the near future, you'll be able to get fresh and tender Kroger Tender Ray beef. Right now, however, those famous steaks and roasts are scarce because top grades of grain-fattened cattle are difficult to obtain. And that's the reason for the scarcity. Kroger uses only the very top grades of grain-fattened cattle for Kroger Tender Ray beef. Then it's made naturally tender in just 3 days by the famous Kroger Tender Ray method. It's always fresh, because through Kroger's own Tender Ray method, there's no need for wasteful aging or loss of rich natural juices. Remember, no other beef so fresh can be so tender. And remember, too, until Kroger Tender Ray beef is plentiful again, Kroger will always bring you the very best beef on the market whenever it's available. Now, Hearts in Harmony. With Suzanne showing improvement and resting comfortably, Penny has given up her vigil at the hospital and gone home for a night of well-earned rest. But the night is destined to be a fateful one, for in the shadows of an alleyway just off River Street, Freddie Lang says to the New York gang leader, Bill Carver,
"Hey, look, Bill, will you give me a break? You go rob that store over there if you got it, but let me out, huh?"
"Nothing doing, Freddie."
"I won't rat on you, Bill, you know that."
"After you and me get through with this little job tonight, I'll know you won't rat all right. Because if you do, you'll be talking yourself into a jam, too. Come on, there's nobody around. Let's go across the street."
"Oh, now wait, Bill. Can't we make some other kind of deal?"
"We ain't making any deal of any kind, chum. I'm running the show."
"Yeah, but that don't mean that you can run me, too."
"Look, are you going to keep on?"
No. Look, I ain't trying to argue with you about nothing at all, Bill. I just want to get things straight first, that's all."
"Yeah?"
Yeah, that's honest. You want to run through what we got to do kind of brief-like? I ain't sure that I got it all straight."
"Okay, just once over lightly."
Yeah.
"But be sure you get it this time."
"Yeah, sure.
Now, the store we're knocking off is the second one from the corner there."
"Mm-hmm."
"We go down the alleyway between the first door and the second, maybe 50 feet. You get it?"
"Yeah."
"Then there's a little stairway, got 8 steps. Leads to a door. Now, you stay at the bottom of the steps. I go up and get the door open."
"Yeah, okay."
"You keep watching the entrance to the alley."
"Uh-huh."
"Then you come up the steps backwards when I give the word the door's open. Now, you got that?"
"Yeah. Yeah, I go up backwards so as I can keep my eye on the rest of the alley, huh?"
"Yeah. And if anyone comes into the alley, you just start down the steps. I'll be inside with the door closed by then."
"Yeah, all right. What if nobody comes? Then I stay outside?"
"Oh, no. You come in with me. I can do this job alone, okay, but I can do it better and faster with you to help me."
"Oh, look, Bill, now...
I thought we said no arguments."
No, I wasn't going to argue with you, Bill. It's
okay,
just...
"Okay, then, come on."
"Okay. But there's just one more thing, Bill."
"Yeah, what?"
"If I go through with this..."
"What do you mean, if?"
"Well, I mean, when, Bill. When I go through with this, then you're going to leave me alone, okay?"
"I don't know."
"But look, Bill, you gotta..."
"Look, punk, you don't tell me what I gotta do, see? I tell you."
"Yeah, sure, I know all that, but look, just give me a break, will you? It'd bust Gibbsy up into a million little pieces if she knew I was doing this."
"So what do I care how the Gibbs dame feels? If I need you, you'll work for me, see?"
"Yeah, but Bill, you said if I went in on you with this, why, then you'd lay off on me. I ain't asking this for me, it's for Gibbsy."
"You're kind of soft for that dame, ain't you?"
"No, I ain't soft for no dame at all, it's just that... Well, if you must know, Gibbsy's been plenty okay for
Look,
me and...
"Look, kid, maybe you better get something straight. I don't care for you or for Gibbsy or for nobody. For nobody but me, Bill Carver, see?"
"Oh, look,
Shut
Bill,
up
look,
and
I...
let me finish.
Okay.
Now, if this job goes okay and I don't need you no more, you can go back to your Gibbsy and play little Lord Fauntleroy all you want. But if I need you, you'll work for me.
But if you
Gibbsy
just...
Gibbsy or no Gibbsy. And just remember this, too, chum.
Yeah?
Jump when I call you, see? And quick, too. You'll be taking posies up to Gibbsy in a hospital. You get me?
Yeah, I get you, Bill.
Just be sure you do, Freddy. Because I know how to treat her kind. They look okay and healthy enough to take a bump or two. But if you know how to handle them, they sure do fracture easy.
Coming. Hello?
Penny?
Mm-hmm.
Penny, this is Pat.
Oh, Pat, is everything all right?
Oh, is it all right? It's perfect. I'm a papa.
Oh, what?
Yeah, I'm a papa, and you're an aunt.
Oh, Pat, how wonderful. When did it happen?
Just now. Not 15 minutes
ago.
Oh,
well, was it a boy or a girl? Is Suzanne all right? Is the baby all right? Is everything okay?
Hey, hold it. 1,000 questions at a time. Suzanne's low, but she's going to be all right.
Mm-hmm.
Baby's a girl, and she's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Ryan says she's the most beautiful baby he's ever seen. And I'll bet she is.
Oh, I'm sure she is. Can I see her? I'll come right over to the hospital.
No, nobody can see her for a while yet. And don't come to the hospital. I'm coming home to get some things for Suzanne. Then we'll drive back here together.
All right. Can I collect some things for you?
No, I can't even remember what I want right now. I'm too excited. Me, a papa, imagine that. Me, I've got a daughter. The most beautiful baby girl Dr. Ryan has ever seen.
Dad, hurry home, please. Tell me all about it.
Okay, I'll be there in 10 minutes.
Oh, but look, don't drive too fast.
Oh, don't worry, I'm a father now. Nothing can hurt me. See you in 5 minutes.
No, Pat, don't drive too fast. Look, as a matter of fact, you can do me a favor on the way home.
Huh?
I saw Freddie out walking a while ago. He's with another boy. If you see Freddie, will you stop and bring him home?
Oh, well, why worry about Freddie at a time like this? Besides, I won't see him. All I want to see tonight is you in 5 minutes. And my daughter. Bye.
Pat, listen. No, please don't. Pat. Golly, he hung up. Oh, Pat, please don't drive too fast.
Here's the alleyway between the two stores. We duck in here, Freddy.
Yeah, I know, Bill. And then we walk down as far as the stairs on the right.
Yeah, come on.
Okay, I'm with you.
You better be. Now remember, chum, you stand at the bottom of the steps and... Hey.
Hmm?
You hear that?
Yeah. It's a car. That boy's going like a tornado, too.
Yeah, he's coming this way. Better hug the wall here.
Okay.
Quiet. Just listen.
Yeah, I'm listening. I'm listening.
If it stops here, we scram over that back wall and head for the river. Get it?
Yeah.
Okay, get set. Here it comes.
Uh-huh.
Good.
Huh.
Went on by.
Boy's really traveling.
Yeah, but traveling. Probably crack up on the next curve.
Yeah, the poor sap. Guy's probably trying to commit suicide. Hey, Bill, what's a guy travel like that for unless he wants to get killed? Wonder who that was.
Why do we care? Come on, we gotta get to work.
Oh, Pat, it's a good thing you don't become a father every night. You're so silly.
Oh, I'm not silly, Penny. Just happy.
Oh, I'm happy, too, but I'm not as crazy as you are.
Oh.
Driving through town fast enough to win an auto race.
What?
Now, I'm driving back when we go back to the hospital.
All right with me, if you'll do something for me first.
What?
Well, you're sitting on the piano bench.
Mm-hmm.
Turn around and face the piano.
All right. Like this?
Fine.
Well, how about that tune in the music rack? You know the words?
Let's see. I think so. Let's try them.
Okay.
I'm no millionaire, but I'm not the type to care, 'cause I've got a pocket full of dreams. It's my universe, even with an empty purse, 'cause I've got a pocket full of dreams. Wouldn't take the wealth on Wall Street for a road where nature trots, and to calculate I'm worth my weight in goldenrods. Lucky, lucky me, I can live in luxury, 'cause I've got a pocket full of dreams. Wouldn't take the wealth on Wall Street for a road where nature trots, and to calculate I'm worth my weight in golden rods. Lucky, lucky me, I can live in luxury, 'cause I've got a pocket full of dreams.
For a father, you sing beautifully.
Do I? Well, good. Because from now on, this father's going to sing beautifully for a daughter. Shall we go to the hospital and see what I'm talking about?
You got that door open yet, Bill?
Almost ready. All clear in the alleyway.
Yeah, yeah.
Door's open, Freddy. Up the steps now.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Slow now, chum. Keep your eyes on the entrance to the alley. I'm going inside now.
Everything's clear. I'm going in with you.
Okay. Hey.
Huh?
What's this stick of wood for?
Makes a nice club. That's just in case we should run into somebody. You know, Bill, I don't want to get caught in this joint. I just plain don't want to get caught.
So Freddie and Bill Carver are about to rob a store. Will they be caught? And caught or not, how will what Freddie is about to do affect Penny's newfound happiness in her brother Pat's newborn child? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. You know, soon your days of waiting for the return of fresh and tender Kroger Tenderay beef will be over. For it's expected that in the near future, famous Kroger Tenderay beef will be plentiful once more. But until that time, don't forget this. Kroger will always bring you the very best beef on the market whenever it's available. Remember, too, your neighborhood Kroger store has a grand selection of fine meats, seafoods with an ocean-fresh flavor, and tempting country-tasting poultry. And all are priced for real economy. So for the finest in foods, go to your neighborhood Kroger store.